Hiccup ducked, and the wickedly sharp blade buried itself in the mast of the boat, slicing the top off one of the horns on Hiccup's helmet in the process. "Stop!" cried Hiccup, as Dog's Breath tugged furiously at his sword to pull it free. "Your sword has lost its case! You're going to kill me!" But Dog's Breath was so angry he could not hear a thing. He gave a great heave with his mighty muscles, and the sword jerked free so suddenly that the poor brute sat down heavily on his bottom, just on that tender spot where Toothless had taken a big chunk out of it. "Ew!" yelled Dog's Breath. "Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha!" laughed the boys. Dog's Breath staggered to his feet, as mad as a harpooned whale. He threw himself at Hiccup with great bellows of fury. Although Hiccup managed to avoid him again, this time he slipped over in the process. Dog's Breath pinned him down with one giant hand, and he lifted his sword above his head with the other. "Don't do it!" shouted Hiccup desperately. But Dog's Breath's eyes were full of the joys of battle, and he began to swing the blade down towards Hiccup's chest. And that would have been the end of Hiccup, if it hadn't been for the extraordinarily lucky coincidence that at that very moment the ship lurched queasily upwards on the next giant wave, rolled for a second on the brim, and plunged hysterically downwards, straight on to a large floating object that instantly hulled the boat.
"Abandon ship!"
shrieked Fireworm, and 13 dragons rose into the air like gigantic bats. Dragons are only loyal to their masters up to a certain point. The ship split into two pieces on the spot, spilling the Vikings out into the sea. It then sank, with a sigh of relief, to the bottom of the ocean bed in about 10 seconds flat. One minute, Hiccup was in the not-so-loving embrace of Dog's Breath the Durbrain. The next, he was doing the doggy paddle in water so breath-quenchingly, spine-numbingly, heart-stoppingly cold that it was difficult to think of questions like, "What in Woden's name do we do now?" Something landed with a bump on the top of Hiccup's helmet. Toothless's eyes peered into his, upside down.
"Nice fighting, master," he said. "Now, where's my lunch?"
"You may not have noticed," said Hiccup, swallowing a big chunk of seawater as the weight of Toothless pushed him under the surface, "but I'm having a bit of a crisis here. Now, flap off, will you, and see what's happened to Fishlegs. He can't swim." Hiccup could swim, but the waves were mountainously rough. He really had to struggle to keep afloat. Toothless returned a moment or so later, looking anxious.
There, Fishlegs definitely need your help, master. Big trouble, follow me."
And he disappeared again. Hiccup was just thinking, "Well, I don't know what in Valhalla he thinks I can do about it," when a miracle occurred.